Ladies and gentlemen, the Rum and Regret podcast is back after a very, very shortish hiatus.
Woo-hoo!
We have returned. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
And Nate Tussie, and we drink and we know things.
Today, we shall discuss the amazingness that was Avengers Infinity War. I had the pleasure of seeing it last night, and we've all seen it. We are ready to discuss. Now, there will be spoilers in this, just be warned.
We're spoiling the shit out of this movie.
Yes, absolutely. And let me just say, so it's been a couple weeks since it's been out. And
shame on you.
As someone who works on the internet, this was spoiled for me.
Of course it was.
Yeah. So first thing I want to ask right off the bat, you guys saw it opening weekend?
Yeah. He saw it opening weekend. I saw it like last week.
Last week. Last and you got spoiled a little bit as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. So what I want to know is, for you, towards the end, did it have, what were those deaths, did that have a lot of weight in the theater?
People died in that movie?
I
don't remember that. Yeah, so I was a huge fan of the comic series.
Okay.
In the 90s.
Good, okay.
So
I have questions for you.
I had very high expectations of this movie.
Yes.
Obviously more than Ready Player One, just because it's Marvel and all of their stuff has been great lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a great job. I honestly thought, so I like the way they did the deaths because that it was similar to the comics as far as the snap and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I felt that all of these just random misty death kind of things kind of cheapened the very visceral, like heart tugging deaths that happened earlier in the movie.
Yes.
You know, like Loki and Gamora and
Heimdall,
and yeah, exactly. So those deaths were really, really significant. Had a lot of gravitas and rope, you know, weight to it.
Right.
Obviously.
yeah. No resurrections this time.
Yeah.
So great. And fucking Brolin just nailed it. It's Thanos, man. This is a Thanos movie through and through. And God, it was fucking great.
Right. So I had zero reference.
Oh, wow.
For anything. And I saw the initial trailer. I did not see anything else. And so
they trailered the hell out of this movie.
Yeah. So all I knew was that Thanos was the bad guy. Okay? And I thought the movie really, you know, for lack of a better term, humanized Thanos.
Yeah. Big time.
In a really great way. Mm-hmm. Because, and I was talking to Jamie after the movie, it's like, okay, yeah, we know why he's doing it, you know? He might not be doing it the right way, but he's got a reason, and this is the best way that he knows how to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, that he becomes one of the more poignant bad guys in cinema.
Big time.
Because I thought the his part definitely was just so well written, and yeah, Brolin definitely nailed. Because you can go through, you can hate the bad guys, you don't really hate Thanos through the movie.
Yeah, he's definitely hateable.
Yeah, there's that turning point where you're like,
the very beginning, she hates him because she
of course.
He killed off one of her favorite people.
I knew, so that was one of the things that got spoiled for me, is I, obviously, you know, Loki gets killed.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
I love that they did that. The balls on these directors, man, the Russo brothers, just right at the beginning, just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm like, I figured I was going to cry at some point, not in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
Like, Ken's looking at me, I'm sniffling. And
yeah.
I have a follow-up to your sentiment there, but I'd like to get some more reaction from you, or I'm not sure how we want to do this.
Well, yeah.
I think I had an interesting thought, just maybe we go whoever's seen it the most recent to farthest back.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So last night for me...
Yeah, I want you to...
Yeah. All in all, I thought the movie was amazing. I really enjoyed, because Scarlet Witch definitely underused, I guess, in the other movies. She turns out to be one of the more powerful people of the group. you
why
know,
is she up there the
whole right? Yeah, that was one of the, that was one of the great
that
lines.
Was so great.
And then you know, I understand why Vision was under lock and key most of the, but again, you know, I thought he could have, you know, when I was watching the movie, I just kept on thinking back to the part in Ultron where he picks up the hammer mm-hmm. and hands it to Thor. It's like, he could be out there, you know, kicking ass as well. But I understand why he was utilized in the way he was and he was under lock and key.
But just to that point real quick, even before that, when they're in Scotland
mm-hmm.
and he's getting his ass handed to him
yeah.
by Corvus Glaive, I get that the glaive stopped him from phasing, so that's part of his power, is this whole phasing situation.
Right.
But Vision is supposed to be like this uber powerful character.
Yeah.
Not even counting the Infinity Stone he has in his forehead.
Right.
I thought that it seemed to me like he should have been more effective in that fight.
I absolutely agree.
Unless there's got to be something with the glaive that...
right, yeah, that he's just operating at 50% yeah, and just like barely sort of getting by,
right, yeah.
which is what I chalked it up to,
yeah.
that he was just healing. Yeah, I love the stuff with Banner, too, with Hulk. I thought that was fantastic. The no!
Freddy Hulk.
No! well, I mean, because the Hulk would be a crutch in that situation, you know, even though he got his ass handed to him by Thanos yeah. in the first 10 minutes of the movie... Still, you know, Hulk's a trump card in terms
yeah,
of Avengers.
So I know Joe and I talked about this part already, where she really didn't like the way that they played Banner off, or Hulk off. But I really did because the way I took it was that Hulk was scared
yeah.
to get his ass kicked again.
Right.
Because he got rocked by Thanos.
Yeah. yeah.
And
that actually, you know, now that you mentioned it, that kind of makes it a little less stingy for me. But just the whole time I was like... Why did they even put him in the movie if they're going to make him the guy that can't get it up the whole time?
Right. Yeah, take that little green pill.
There's a theory.
Yeah.
There's a theory on the internet about this.
And Vossi's
Loki's not actually dead. Loki is Banner in this movie, and that's why the Hulk never comes out. Because Loki is pulling one over on everyone the whole time.
That would be epic.
And so where's Banner? Great theory.
I know. It wasn't my theory.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with Hawkeye.
There you go.
And Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It was
yeah.
from the interwebs, not from my interwebs.
Yeah.
So sorry, continue.
No. And the other thing I enjoyed, and well, so, I mean, Batista, he's... Okay. Yeah, no, as a guy who watched WWE, right? And just to see him in this role and doing his... And just that, why is Gamora line so fantastic? And the fact that that was ad-libbed
yeah.
was just just amazing.
Oh, I liked his invisibility. It's like, you can't see me.
Right, yeah. 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 In terms of how they were going about... you know, running down the Infinity Stones and running down Thanos. And I liked how they teamed up the certain groups of people. Spider-Man, Iron Man.
Thor and Rocket forever.
Oh, dude, that
buddy cop movie. Like,
right.
That, right?
Yeah, cop I want movie the Thor two. Rocket buddy cop movie.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
One of my issues, though, was also just like, I would have preferred at least a couple times for Rocket to stand up for himself and be like, I'm not Rabbit!
Yeah. Well, but
they kind of just, like, glossed him over.
He liked it, I think.
Yeah, no, I thought that was, yeah.
He was smitten.
Right.
yeah.
Not as much
Thor.
As Drax was.
No, that's the truth.
It's like a pirate had a baby with an angel.
Right, yeah.
The whole, sorry, we keep interrupting your run.
No, it's fine.
The whole, so they pull Thor out from space, or in from space, and the whole thing where he's like... Where did this dude come from? This is not a dude.
Yeah.
You're a dude.
Yeah.
This is a man. Yeah. A strong, muscular man.
Yeah.
So funny.
That's
we're all Drax.
Right. And I because you and you know and not to compare it to DC, but you know, and in terms of what we've seen in the last few years from DC, it's like you see where the different directors and how they direct the same characters, and they're noticeable.
Yep.
You know, so Wonder Woman in her movie, they're very different from Wonder Woman in Justice League, right? And yeah. And so I was worried about how the Guardians especially were going to come across in this movie, and they did not disappoint. No. I mean, it still felt like...
It's perfect.
You know...
Rubber Band Man intro.
Hey, right. It's just great. Awesome. Wow. Just awesome. Yep. Yeah. From that point, but I mean, and my only thing was just because I saw the movie so late, the end was, I knew it was coming. All right. I knew who was getting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Because I mean, just because of different stories, I was surprised at who they killed, you know? And because of sort of the properties that they've been building up, mm-hmm. Spider-Man and Black Panther especially, you know. But again, they're filming this movie. They didn't know that Black Panther was going to blow up and be a big hit because it's only been 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. And this is essentially in the can at that point.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You know. Yeah. Spider-Man, though, was a little more, but you tease Miles Morales and... in the Spider-Man movie, so are we going to get Lando Spider-Man? Maybe we are, right?
Well, no, it's his cousin.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Right.
But that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Right.
I do want to see Lando.
Right. Yeah. So, but, you know, but now, from a guy who's read the comics, are they permanent?
I don't want to spoil it.
So my initial thought is hell no, because you don't kill off half of the universe without some. Now it's what is it? Is it the Soul Stone that captures the souls that can bring them back?
Okay, so there's a couple of theories. I mean, I can save that for my rundown.
Okay. You want, but yeah. No. Please.
Leave it on the question.
Yeah. Leave it in
we'll,
the.
We'll go to Joe, but just real quick before we do that.
Okay.
So shit, I just lost my thought.
Soul Stone no, capturing
before that.
Rewind. Okay.
Never mind. All right. I'll get back to it.
Anyway. So, Lando Spider-Man.
After Lando. We'll go to Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah, because this ties into one of, like, I don't want to say I didn't like the movie because it was enjoyable for me, but the ending now, and I haven't read the comics, so I had no idea how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
I did get a lot of things spoiled for me. Mm-hmm. I got Loki and Gamora and... Yes. The Guardians.
How did you guys get these things? I mean, who spoiled them, and are they still alive?
No, just different articles throughout the internet. Like,
I mean, posting on Instagram too.
It's like, oh, what's you know, what Spider-Man's really yeah, what Spider-Man's death though. Means for the future of the MCU, and then how you know how Star-Lord reacted to Gamora, screwed everybody, and then. Mm-hmm. You know,
Spider-Man spoiled a whole theater full of people, and he walked in and was like, "I'm alive!"
Right. Like, oh yeah.
Didn't... Oh, you guys are walking in.
Right.
But so. my main issue was okay. First of all, you know, they killed all these people that we know, or at least in my mind, I'm like, it's not permanent because you're not going to kill all the Guardians when there's a third Guardians movie coming out.
Right. And, yeah.
You know, you're not going to kill Black Panther and
Spider-Man
when they've got franchises that are off and running. And,
right.
You know, so, and it just made it seemed kind of cheap for me because I was like, okay, they're going to have Doctor Strange somehow fix everything.
Well, or,
you know, why
and,
not?
No, and thank you for reminding me. He's the key to the movie because he's
14,605.
Yeah. Right, yeah. There's one where we win, and it has to be this way. He looks at Iron Man, it has to be this way, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that everybody dies at the end, I, of course, figured that out when it was like, okay, they're not going to magically find the one instance where it works.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I'm just, thinking about it, I was like, this is going to really suck if the next Avengers movie, it's like, oh, you know, Doctor Strange fixed it somehow.
Right. Yeah.
But after reading the Soulstone theory, I'm like, actually, now I'm excited about it because, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be, you know, fighting to free everybody from the Soulstone.
Right. Yeah.
So it kind of made it a little better for me. But yeah, after the movie, I was like, oh, that was just, doesn't sit well with me. I'm not plussed.
Right. Yeah.
Not plussed. Not plussed. What did you think about the rest of the movie? Do a rundown.
The rest of it, I enjoyed. It did feel like it was, you know, like all everybody's little separate movie, then a giant Lord of the Rings style battle, and then everybody dies.
Right.
So it was just, it kind of flowed a little weird, but you know, they, I laughed my ass off through a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Cried, and you know, so it, I enjoyed it, but there were things I kind of was like afterwards. I'm like, I feel like how Nate felt at the end of Last Jedi.
Joe's exact text. So I feel about Infinity War the way you felt about the Last Jedi. Angry face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like you built this up and then just kind of threw the deck and just wrecked it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So Nate.
Yeah. So just to kind of piggyback on the point you guys both made already. So the deaths at the end felt cheap and didn't have as much weight because we know Marvel's release schedule like years in advance. So
right.
We know there's another Black Panther movie coming. We know there's another Spider-Man movie coming.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree that bit them in the butt keeping that schedule out so mm-hmm. far, because yeah. if that stuff had never been released, I mean, obviously they're not going to kill off Black Panther after a $1 billion opening.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what they do kind of in the interim leading up to the next movie. Okay, so overall, fucking loved it. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of chances to really fuck this movie up.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and it was great. It's like, hey, Spielberg, this is how you take great source material and make an amazing movie. That sticks to the shit. God damn it. Yeah, I loved every minute of it. There's a couple points that were a little slow, but the rest of the movie was just explosions here, let's go to new planets. I loved when they panned to open area in space and it just said space.
Right, yeah, that was like, fantastic, that was
hilarious. Yeah.
I thought the Black Order was underused a little bit. I liked them kind of overall, but they kind of seemed like all the same character almost, except mm-hmm. for the giant dude that lost his hand.
Right.
Although I did like the guy with the telekinetic powers. What was his name? He captured Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
I should know this. Anyway.
You should know
he this. He was my favorite.
Okay,
out of the whole Black Order. They did a great job with his mocap, and the images, the effects on his face were awesome.
Right, yeah.
Thanos also, obviously.
That was amazing.
They brought Grimace to life.
Yeah.
God, he's so good in that.
Yeah.
What else? I love Stormbreaker. I didn't like Peter Dinklage as the dwarf. It took me out of the movie.
Oh, really?
There's nothing. You don't need Dinklage for that. I mean, it's nice they threw him in there, but and then he's not a dwarf. He's a giant.
Yeah.
So in this world, dwarves are giants, apparently. But there's one scene when they're forging Stormbreaker, because most of the scenes are long shots or close-ups of his face, so that you either see him CG'd as a tall giant thing, or you see his face. There's one where it's just him standing, and there doesn't look like there's any effects, because things aren't stretched out.
Yeah.
It just looks like him doing the thing. Like,
yeah,
what are you guys doing here? I thought the intro... So several different intros in the movie. So I saw it Friday night, opening Friday.
Yeah.
Theater was jazzed. I brought the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Like, a dozen people probably asked for pictures with it, and I'm like, I'm not going to be in the picture, but you can put it on, and I'll take your picture.
Kind of yeah. Thing.
People were jazzed. We had a blast. Crowd was cheering when Steve Rogers came in from the shadows across the train. And then again when Thor showed up with Stormbreaker, the people were really into it.
Yeah.
And then also were really bummed at the end. And the quote of the night was, I'm so fucking pissed right now. I want to fight somebody.
Yeah.
And it was a lady.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. It was great. Just good comedy. The Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved the way that Iron Man and Spider-Man played off each other, because they kind of carried over the mentor, ward relationship.
Yeah.
Which I love that Doctor Strange called that out.
Yeah.
Ward or something.
Yeah.
I love that Doctor Strange called Iron Man a douchebag.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Like protecting your reality. Douchebag.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, I could do with a lot more of Iron Man and Doctor Strange.
Yeah, for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
That'd be a good buddy cop movie, too.
Yeah.
I love the new suit.
Yeah.
The nanotech Iron Man suit was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah. The Spider-Man suit, too, was...
Yeah, Iron Spider.
Yeah, the Iron Spider. Yeah, that was pretty dope. Fantastic as well. Yep. Yeah. So my question from here is, now with the people who are left, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm just interested as to who is the hero which sort of gets everything going in the second movie, right?
Mm-hmm. So to answer the question you asked at the beginning,
does Wong save everybody?
Right, exactly. He's protecting the Sanctum.
Yes.
So the question you asked before at the end of your rundown was, so what happens now or whatever was
exactly right? What yeah.
So in the comic, if I remember correctly, it's mainly there are people trapped in the Soul Stone, but Adam Warlock's involved.
Okay.
At that point. Adam Warlock is in the Chrysalis
right.
at the end of Guardians 2.
Right. Yeah.
So he doesn't exist in this universe yet.
Yeah.
From all accounts, he's not in the next movie.
Right.
So I'm not sure how they're going to do that. There's also, so in a different comic series, there's also precedent that Iron Man learns magic because he's super smart, and we've already can tell that super smart billionaires can learn magic because that's how Doctor Strange learned magic.
Right.
So he learns magic and then gets the Infinity Gauntlet. And then they somehow get it off Thanos, Iron Man has the gauntlet, and he reverses everything. But in the comics, depending on which run you read, mm-hmm. Nebula gets it and reverses things.
Oh.
I think that's mainly, instead of using the snap to destroy everything, she uses all of the gems to restore everything, to free Thanos kind of methodology. I have to read it again, so I just bought the bound version of all the different comics into one thing so I can reread it.
Yeah.
But the cool things I've been reading online as far as the theories that Joe and I talked about was that there's a couple different things out there. One, that all of those people that died are in the Soul Stone, and the next movie is going to be a prison break movie.
Basically. Okay.
So the people that are living are going to be able to get access somehow and try to go in and break everybody out. The other thing that could happen, which, God, this would be so cool. So in the comics aren't called Infinity War. It's called the Infinity Gauntlet, first of all. After that comes the Infinity War. And so Thanos uses the Soul Stone and hooks it up to this giant apparatus and basically creates a shade of every... But he kills more than just half of the people, basically. Okay. Almost all of the heroes are gone at this point. So he uses the Soul Stone to create a shade of every hero on Earth, basically.
Oh, okay.
So you've got, like, Wolverine is fighting this actual... like lichen-looking thing that's Wolverine's alter.
Okay.
Spider-Man's guy has 8 arms. Like,
yeah.
And Iron Man's dude has, like, giant spikes coming out of these pauldrons and armor and shit like that.
Okay.
And it's fucking amazing. Yeah. It's the best stuff you've ever seen. Because they're all fighting each other. You know, Captain America's guy has, like, razor blades on the edges of his shields and stuff. And it's really cool. I don't think there's any way they're going to do that. But I really hope it's, like Joe said, I really hope it's not just... you know, Doctor Strange found a way to impart some knowledge to Iron Man, and then they find the Time Stone and just reverse everything.
Right.
Because that'd be a little cheap.
I was, like, part of the reason I was bummed at the end is because, like I said, I didn't read the comics, so I didn't know, I don't know anything about what's going to happen. So, I was hoping that it was going to be, you know, the people that died would really be dead. And it would just, you know, like... kind of clean the house. Like, I was prepared for Iron Man and Captain America to just be gone.
Right.
And for, you know, other characters to die, but it, you know, I was thinking it was going to be actual dead, gone, you know.
Right.
All Avengers gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the new ones carry on and Guardians carry on and all that stuff. You know?
Right. So is, now, let me just ask, is Gamora sacrificed in the comics?
She's in the Soul Stone.
She's in the Soul Stone.
Yeah, in the movie also. She's in the Soul Stone.
Okay, all right.
That's why they have that thing at the end, towards the end, after he snaps his fingers and he wakes up, it's all orange everywhere.
Right.
Because he's inside the Soul Stone with Gamora. And that's why she's like, did you do it?
I what get it now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's out there.
Russo's confirmed that. That was
yeah,
in a high
okay,
school,
yeah, so that,
high
that's,
school gym.
That scene was out there for, I was just like, is what is he? I just thought it was like a guilt dream.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. In the Soul Stone. That's all right. They confirmed that at a high school gym. They were asking questions.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like, that's why the scene's kind of orange.
That's why it's orange.
And,
you know. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I was with you. I thought he was just like.
Yeah,
you know,
like total like guilt dream. Like, yeah. And then, well, so, we'll just rate it. 1 out of 10. So, Nate, 1 out of 10.
I can't really give any movies a 10 just because, but this is the best Marvel movie they've made, in my opinion.
Okay.
Although the original Iron Man is still my favorite. This is, if this isn't one, it's 1.5 in my rundown of the Marvel movies. Okay. So,
great.
9.5 I don't
know. Okay. All right. No, that's fair. Joe? Yeah.
Say 7 or 8
Okay.
C? Right. You gave it a C?
Yeah.
Guardians is my 10. So just so you know,
oh, Guardians is my 10.
Okay.
And I think I liked Civil War better.
Ooh. Okay. Ouch.
All right. Okay. I'll give it a 9. And again, so my end thought here is that what's Captain Marvel doing with a pager?
Dude, her movie is set in the 80s. It's the pager from the, it's got to be the pager from the
80s. It must be.
Yeah.
It must be. All right. Okay.
It had extra tech built on it.
All right. Yeah,
one final thought, too. Yeah. Things that bothered me.
Okay, yeah.
Vision sacrifice. If they would have just left it that she killed him, and it didn't get reversed with a snap, I was like so upset. I'm like, she did what Peter Quill could.
Well,
she made the sacrifice. No, it's time
to do that,
right?
To get the gauntlet.
So, but from that point, and this is where I actually I liked that part, was that he utilized each sort of soul stone in getting the next stone.
Oh, and just whipping people around.
You know, and like, so like the stone. The nowhere reality check was great. And so, and then the time reverse, you know, it's like, it's, I thought from that point, from someone who didn't know the comics, you know, I thought that was a really cool part of it. It's because, oh, now he has the time stone and now he can do this.
Well, I thought it was way more brutal too, because so the lover has to kill Vision and then he explodes and she's devastated, and then he comes in and turns back time, and then she sees him get his face, forehead ripped out.
Right.
Like, it was just brutal. And it, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, and the Nebula scene was brutal too.
Oh,
that
God.
That
hurt so bad.
Yeah.
So, full disclosure, I did take my 9-year-old to see this movie.
Yeah.
After I saw it.
There was a 7-year-old next to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
Okay.
She did not get as emotional as I thought she would, which makes me a little concerned, frankly. <Yeah. laughs> Because she loves Nebula. It's one of her favorite characters.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, no crying. Yeah.
Loki, right. And I hate to say it, Spider-Man killed me.
Oh, that was perfect.
Spider-Man just gutted me.
Yeah.
Ugly crying.
Right. Yeah.
He did a great job. And that really, that paid off all of the work they had done to create that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm so glad I'd seen Spider-Man Homecoming before this.
Yeah.
You know,
Mr. Stark, I don't want to go.
Oh, God, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
No.
Mr. Stark, I don't want to go.
Yeah. No, so my homework for this one was rewatching Civil War.
Yeah.
So I got to see the initial recruitment scene with Spider-Man and
yeah,
I, and
that's
I just
so
you know
great.
Yeah so it just yeah so it just it hit home for me. So final thought, Nate?
I loved it. I can't wait to see the next one. I'm so excited that they shot them in the fashion that we'll be able to see it again. And if you haven't seen it in IMAX, do it. It's filmed with IMAX cameras. It's so amazing.
Yeah. Final thought, Joe? Another final thought?
I want to see it again, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I just have issues, and
yeah.
You guys are kind of talking me out of my issues. So
okay.
I'm like, you know, maybe if I see it again, I'll be like,
well,
amazing.
Well, that's why we're here, Joe.
Yeah.
We're here to help. Yeah.
Rum and Regret is therapy.
Yes.
Both the podcast and the drink.
Yes. So. It's true. It is very true. So thanks again. That was our Avengers Infinity War roundup. What did you guys think of the movie? Were there any deaths that caught you by surprise, or were you prepped for everything just to go to hell? Let us know, and thanks so much for tuning in.